Our scripture reading for this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 19th verse. We are here in the middle of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, and he says for us, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Some of my students may have heard me just tell this story a few weeks ago. A number of years ago, I was at a local gas station getting some gas, a place where I'd go once in a while, and I think buying some milk. And as I was standing in line, a clerk who was in front of me had just gotten off of work, had still had her smock on, and was cashing her paycheck in right there at the register, and had just purchased $30 in lottery tickets. And as I was slowly working my way up to the register myself in line, I watched her scratching off these tickets and threw them all away, $30 worth right in the garbage. And I'd known her a little bit, so as I got up to her, I said, "Wow, that's a lot of money you just threw in the garbage." And she said, "Yeah, I didn't do very well this time, but I usually do pretty well." I said, "You do?" She said, "Yeah, I usually break even." She said, "I don't buy tickets too often, but I usually break even." I said, "Well, when's the last time you bought lottery tickets?" "Oh, about 2 weeks ago." And I said, "How did you do?" She said, "I didn't win any. I bought $20 worth, but I didn't win any." I said, "Well," she said, "I did win the time before that, about a month ago." I'm starting to see a pattern here. "About a month ago," she said, I bought tickets and I won $15. I said, "Well, how much did you buy?" "20. And I said, "Well, it doesn't sound like you're doing so well. You claim you break even." No, "I know I break even. I know I usually at least break even, if not do better than that." And I said, "What you need to do is write down exactly how much you buy each time and keep track of it, and you'll show yourself that you're deceiving yourself." Now, I'm not here to preach about the lottery today, although it would be interesting to know, just in this group of people, how much money was invested in the big lotto splurge that came out recently. How much was lost just out of our wallets right here? I'm not here to speak about that today, but what happens to that young lady is indicative of something in a bigger picture for all of us about the things about this world and the material things that we can have in this world. We can be deceived into investing in them, into thinking that this is where we're going to find our satisfaction in life and the things that are going to really fill us up and to really take care of us. And yet in the end, it just deceives us. Just like the children's toys at Christmas time. They're so excited to unwrap them and play with them the first few weeks. But how many months does it take? Are they broken by June or maybe by July or get thrown away by September or given to Goodwill a year later? That's the way it is with so many of the material things that we can have in this life. They initially give us this great rush of joy and pleasure and fulfillment and satisfaction. But then in the end, they ultimately disappoint us and they lie broken before us. Everything in this world has an expiration date, including our bodies. Everything in this world has an expiration date. Listen to a great theologian from Germany named Johann Gerhard. He says, "Our life is like a bubble waiting to burst. We walk on top of the ground, but in the end, our bodies will just turn back into the ground again." Now, the context of the reading before us is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It was spoken and preached to his followers, to people who already knew him as the Messiah, as the Savior, as the one who had come to shed his blood for the sins of the world so they could go to heaven. He's talking to the members of his church here when he's speaking about the dangers of materialism and greed. And the reason he has to do that is because this is a constant, ongoing problem in our lives. It's a constant temptation for us And it starts really early. I remember as a four-year-old child, there was a faithful member of our church who, after church services, would take us down in the church basement, and on the concrete floor, he would bring along a roll of pennies and throw them out on the floor and watch us little kids chase him to find him. And I'll have to admit, I was more excited about that little handful of pennies I would come home with than anything I got out of the church service. It shows up in us in a very early stage, and it stays with us our whole life. And it doesn't matter whether we are closely associated with the church or even leaders in the church. A stewardship pastor in our own church body told me once that whenever he would go around and give conferences on different things, they would get a meager amount of attendance. But any time that he went to speak about how pastors manage their own money, he got 100% attendance at those meetings. The sin of greed and materialism, this love of earthly possessions, is strong rooted in each one of us. Think about it. The devil even tried to use this temptation on Jesus when he took him up to show him all the kingdoms of the world, to have him walk away from his great job of redeeming us before God. We're told that Jesus' own disciple Judas, who would have been sitting at his feet listening to his words this very day, sold him out for 30 pieces of silver and ended up losing his own eternal life because of his greed. St. Paul wrote in the early church, "Some already," he says, "some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." And that's why Jesus is warning us about what really happens to all the stuff we can get in this life. He says, "Moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal." But we need to be reminded of this all the time. It's just like if you've ever gone swimming in a place where there were leeches and you get them on your legs. It's a horrible thing if it's ever happened to you. And you think you've picked them all off, and yet there's still some on the back of your leg. They're sucking life out of us. The same it is with greed in this world. We look at certain areas of our lives where we think we have kind of cleaned it up a little bit, and yet when we really examine ourselves, we realize that there's still places where our hearts are so attached to the things of this life. Jesus has to remind us, what does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? To our Lord Jesus Christ, the real issue to him is not what you have or what you even will get in this life. The issue really is, what does your heart do with it? Where is your heart fixed? Is it on that or on the eternal kingdom he's come to win for you? And so our Lord is calling upon the members of his church, if you will, to take a spiritual checkup of themselves. He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. So I need to always ask myself, where am I tempted to invest my heart that is not in something that's going to last? What in my life right now is starting to blind me as far as being focused on my eternal home in heaven? You see, this everlasting life that Jesus wants us to treasure and invest in, this everlasting life of heaven is the only treasure that was worthy of his blood and worthy of his life. He's the only one who's been there and come down to this world and has seen all the stuff we can get. But none of that, even the greatest amount you could get in this life, none of that was worthy of him coming into this world to do something for you. But heaven was. He knows how much greater of a treasure that eternal home is for each one of us. And that was worth shedding his blood over. That was worth coming to pay for our sins over. That was worth going to hell for you so that you would never have to experience that and could rather come to that eternal joy in heaven. And so heaven is the only treasure that could be placed before our hearts that will never disappoint us, will never deceive us, will never let us down. Hear a description of that beautiful treasure Christ is speaking about from the revelation given to St. John. He says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." He goes on, talking about life in that heaven. "God himself will be with them, with his faithful, and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There will be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And so if you want something to invest your heart in, by faith, invest your heart in this through Christ. Amen.